funny.
Hey, welcome to Aggie Radio, guys. This is Throwback Thursday with your DJ Eddie Holloway,
Connor Rivers,
and the Sports Page.
Throwdown Thursday.
Throwdown.
Why
Thursday.
Do I always forget that?
I don't know, man.
Seriously,
I don't know. You're on Twitter too much.
I don't know what I'm. I know. I don't even have a Twitter. Don't even get me started with that social media.
Instagram post.
You don't even have a Twitter. You need to get a Twitter.
I don't know about that. Like, I'm not one that's big into that stuff.
We're going to teach you, man. I mean, can you be a successful radio talk show host without a Twitter page?
That's probably true.
Well, Eddie does it, so.
That's true.
I guess it's
he's a pioneer.
Something like that.
He's
so
paving the way for the rest of us anti-Twitters.
So throw down.
Throw down.
Throw down Thursday. Okay. Thursday morning throwdown. I don't know. It's been 2 weeks. That's why. It's just, I mean, yeah. It's been
Long
2 weeks since
we. See,
exactly. How y'all been doing? How'd your 2 weeks go?
Good.
I was all right. How was y'all's break?
I mean
day.
Bad.
You got a day. How much can you do with a day?
Yeah,
a
I took an extra day off. I'm gonna be honest. So
yeah,
I didn't go to class Thursday, so I'm like, forget this stuff. So went back home. Yeah. So week before that, I proposed. So
nicely done. Yeah. Congratulations to you, my man.
Well, thank you. So yeah, got to spend time with.
Did she
counselor.
Say yes? Like you didn't even tell us.
She actually paused.
She hesitated.
I was wondering if it was hesitation or just shock. Thank goodness it was
How'd
shock.
How'd you do it? Give us the scene. Like, I'm trying to imagine this.
Okay.
Play by play.
Don't even get me started on play by play. It takes way too. I could be here all this whole time telling you about it. But
lays down the scheme.
Exactly. No, I pretty much like what do you call it? I took her. It was kind of like a prom.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did, we dressed up and stuff like that. I actually rented a. I went to budget. Like I rented a car. I got me a 2015. Convertible Camaro.
Nice.
That
done.
Car was awesome.
That was a little gift for you more than it was for her, I think.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's all right.
It was pretty fun. Like she likes fast cars, so I mean, it says for both of us. But I did that, and I proposed on this spot where we first met.
Right.
And the thing is, with that spot, is when I first saw her, I was kind of tripping. Like I didn't expect her to be as beautiful as she was, and I just stopped. Like I'm just like clueless as to what in the world was going through my head. Like I just stopped dead in my tracks.
Like you're forgetting how to talk.
I did
like,
too. No, for reals. And she looks at me. She like when she got.
I'm
out,
in
like,
tears over here, guys. This is the best.
Well, when she saw me at that spot, she was just like, "Oh, great. He thinks I'm ugly." And I'm just sitting there. It was like 5 seconds. She's like, "It was like 5 years." I'm like, "It was 5 seconds," but it was a long 5 seconds. So, and what's funny is the same thing happened. I proposed to her at that spot, and she stopped. Like she just like looked at me, and she wasn't even sure. I sat there. It was probably about 5 seconds. I'm like, "This is an eternity." Like say something.
She's just getting you back, dog.
Something. Like she was so shocked. So yeah. So but yeah, she said yes, and then we went and over to my aunt and uncle's where I decorated the place and in their backyard and just kind of had family and friends all there and we just kind of celebrated.
Nicely
done.
Congratulations.
Thank you,
man.
Guys.
Good on you.
So that was probably the highlight of my past 2 weeks. Awesome. But anyways. So, y'all do anything? Otherwise, we need to get sports because we got some crazy stuff.
We got sports, right?
Okay. Let's get to it.
So, let's get to sports.
Yes.
Sports. All right, what do we got?
So, let's first. I mean, we got a couple of sports ending up their seasons and stuff. Golf wrapped up this last
week.
How
we end up doing, you know?
So, we had an invitation to Cal State, placed 8th out of 16th. So, not too bad. So I had some pretty, like, we had one dude under par, like one under par and stuff like that.
Oh, that's good.
Seemed like it was a hard course.
How are you at golfing, man?
We've talked about this.
Oh,
my deep is really good, just no control. My mid-range, decent, no control. My putting, atrocious.
Okay.
Definitely no control. So don't take me mini golfing.
Paige, you're a golfer?
I can't even drive a golf cart.
Okay.
You don't want me.
Wow. Can you drive a car?
Can't even caddy.
Wow. Yeah. So.
Yeah, you don't want me in a golf course, but it's in my blood a little bit, so I can't really say anything bad about the sport.
That makes no sense, really.
Really, but that's all right. You're doing you, and we love you for that.
Thank you so much.
What else you got, Eddie?
So let's see, what else we got? We got tennis. Tennis is wrapping up. Women's finished up. They finished up with the their Las Vegas Mountain Region tournament.
Okay.
Not sure exactly when it picks back up, but because golf picks up back up in February.
Mm-hmm.
Tennis, like the girls wrapped up last week at Las Vegas, and
the boys play spring, I think.
Yeah, well, boys actually, they're finishing up this week. Like, okay. They have a tournament going on in Albuquerque right now.
Albuquerque, what an awful place to have a tournament.
Hey, they've had
the girls get to go to Vegas, and the guys have to go to Albuquerque.
I know, for real. So, but no, they've been doing pretty well. They posted 5 wins yesterday, even with all this, like, a lot of rain delay and, like, weather troubles. Like, they had to move it from outdoors, where they had 19 courts, to indoors, which I think they had, like, 2 or 5 courts.
That's painful, because you sit all day waiting for your match, and it's just... That's brutal.
Yeah. So that's a mess right there. But so they're wrapping up. Let's see. Who else we got? We got cross country. So they got their pre-nationals they had pre-nationals last Saturday. And then the men placed 15th, women 24th. And they got their Mountain West Championships on October 30th, so next week. And Paige, actually, she found out a little bit of information for us about point system. So tell us a little bit, Paige.
Okay, now how cross country is scored.
We figured out the mystery. It is solved. Let's hear it.
This is thanks to a friend of mine who runs for a rival college, but, you know,
too excited to hear this.
So each team, you take the top 5 placers.
Okay, so we got top 5 placers.
Add up their places, and the team with the lowest number wins. For example, if I take first place, 1 point for my team.
Okay.
If everybody else consecutive then takes second, third, fourth, and fifth, we have the lowest points possible, which wins for our team.
So it's only top 5 that matter?
Unless. There's a tie. Then they take the 6th.
How do they tie? Like if two runners come in at the same time? Yeah. I thought they have like flash photography.
Or if they have the same places, you know? Like it adds up to the same number somehow. Like you have like a first... Second and third place, or
say I got 5 points and the other team got 5 points. Mm-hmm. What do we do then?
Yeah, it's not possible to have 5 points, but yeah,
okay. Sorry that I'm not a mathematician.
Yes, exactly. So now we know how cross country is scored. Thank you to my friend who runs for a school down south.
Yeah. Oh, we got a little bit to mention about them because, I mean, this is not only Throwdown Thursday, this is Throwdown on BYU Thursday.
Oh, right.
So we got a little trash talk on BYU. So that's coming up once we hit our college stuff. Our college football. There we go. But, okay, we got volleyball as well. So we got 2 more sports, volleyball and soccer. Volleyball, they have a game actually tonight versus Wyoming. It's, honestly, right now we got Wyoming Colorado State week. So within the next, like, week and a half, we got, pretty much, I mean, volleyball plays Wyoming tonight, Colorado State, Saturday, and then soccer, they actually play Colorado State tomorrow, and then Wyoming on Sunday. And then, what do you call it? We play Wyoming, don't we, next week? Something like that? So I think so. So that's next week, and we don't want to talk about that. But, yeah, so it's Colorado State, Wyoming next few weeks for most sports. But,
all right.
Let's see here. Soccer, yeah, they're on. Actually, soccer's been doing pretty good. They've won the last 5-6 games.
All right. Wow, good for them.
3-game winning streak. They've had a lot of road games, but they actually had a couple home games last week. And then, so now they have their last road trip. So, like I said, Colorado State tomorrow, and then Wyoming on Sunday. So, right now they're sitting at 9-7-1. They're 4-4 in the Mountain West. So, let's see if we can finish off, because I think they have Boise State after the road trip, and then they're done. Then they go into tournaments and stuff like that. So best of luck, girls. Mm-hmm. And volleyball, they're wrapping up. Well, volleyball still has about a month and a half or so. And so they're sitting. They play Wyoming, Colorado State. They have Wyoming this tonight. They're 16-15 all time versus them. So let's keep the scales on our side.
Give them some love, yeah.
Exactly. And then Saturday, we're 14-22 versus Colorado State. So best of luck, girls. Let's try to push things our favor now. So best of luck out there to all of our athletes going on. And, so let's take a quick break, you guys. Get things going because we got some football talk.
Look how you're like too excited. Let's do it.
Heck yeah. I mean, football, that's my sport.
Can you even wait for the break? Like,
oh, no, I picked the shortest song, so we only got about 2-minute song.
Okay,
so
right on.
We're going to be playing I don't even know. Let's see. What we got? Sound System by Operation Ivy.
Sounds good, bro.
Yeah.
Cue it up.
Whatever this stuff is, I have no idea. But, yeah, this is Eddie Holloway.
Connor Rivers.
And the sports page.
And this is Throwdown. Thursday morning Throwdown. See, Thursday morning Throwdown.
You had it, and then you second guess yourself.
Anyways, guys, enjoy the song. We'll be right back with you. Now,
your tongue of my tongue start running. Fuck my hand, music on my side. Get the food up with a mind, I'm reading by my side. Time for some love, I'm bringing back up. Yeah, one thing that I can depend on. Time for some love, I'm bringing back up. Right, one thing that I can depend on. Yeah. Time for some love, I'm bringing back up. Right, one thing that I can depend on. Time for some love, I'm bringing back up. Yeah.
So welcome back, you guys, after that quick break. So, I mean, we needed a quick break because we got some football to talk
we
about.
We do. Mm-hmm. I mean, the leaves are all crisp. You notice all the leaves are falling off the trees and you get to romp around and crunch on them and under your feet?
Oh, it's so nice. I love that. I will seriously, like, find a path and just walk around through the leaves. Like, I will go out of my way to walk on leaves.
Like, you're walking down the sidewalk and you're like, that leaf looks super crunchy.
You're killing me, guys. It's October and this is a sports show and we're talking about leaves.
I don't know. I feel like the
next
scenery.
Next thing I know, you'll bring up pumpkin spice.
I think the scenery, you have to envision, you know, fall to appreciate the fullness of football. Okay.
Yes, because the weather's getting chilly. I mean, we all got our long sleeves on and stuff like that.
You know, Eddie's wearing a flannel. I got the sweater on. You gotta set the image. Okay.
Okay.
It's about vision. Yes. It's about vision, Paige. Uh-huh.
So yeah, we. Oh man.
I'll bring you your pumpkin spice lattes
Thank
later.
Thank you.
I'm not into that pumpkin spice stuff. So, you guys, we didn't get to talk about football last week, so we got two games to talk about.
We got two games to recap.
So, let's start off. We're going to start off with that Fresno State. I mean, we have Fresno State and Boise State, both victories, putting us at 3-0.
Both good victories, too.
Oh, man, those are such good victories.
Oh, never mind.
So, it makes us 3-1 in Mountain West, undefeated Mountain West. That's awesome.
That's good looking out. So Fresno State, when was that game? The 10th?
Yes.
That was a good minute ago.
Yeah, it was. It feels like it for sure.
I know.
Sure.
To come talk about a game good that happened 2 weeks ago. I'm trying to like remember if I can remember anything I watched in that game. Can't. It was 2 weeks ago. But I just remember we're looking good.
Oh, yeah. No, it's...
Final score was what? 56-14?
56-14, yes. So it's... You had Kent Myers.
Kent Myers... He's a runner. Boy's got wheels.
He does, but at the same time, we also saw his arm. We talked about that right before the game.
We did.
We were wondering
whether
he would perform.
If he could throw the ball, that was the question. Is he going to be able to show up, throw the ball? And he did. I mean, not as fantastically as we would have imagined him to do, but he threw the ball and he threw it well.
Well, he was 18 for 25.
Right.
He had 260 yards and one touchdown passing.
Yep.
So, with that was actually a career high, is 260 yards.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Good for him.
So,
way to go, Kent.
He showed us what's up, and he can throw.
But you also have to take into consideration, it is against Fresno State.
I got you something, though.
Okay.
We beat Fresno State the first time on the road since 1990.
Really?
I wasn't even one. I was just, like, the end of that year, I turned
Dude, I wasn't even. I wasn't even a thought. Like,
no.
I wasn't even imagination in anybody's mind in 1990.
I know, y'all are young bloods. Like, I'm one of the last 80s babies. And so,
89.
So, I hadn't even turned one when they beat Fresno State last at home. Right,
that's
away.
Crazy.
So, yeah, and it's been a few years. So, it's been a few years.
You know what? 15 years? Nope, 25 years.
I was like, Connor, yeah, we need to get you into
Listen, it's a
class.
Sports show, not a math show. Let's continue on. But, I mean, I haven't been too impressed with Kent Myers' arm. I'm gonna put it out there. He hasn't thrown anything that has dazzled me yet. He's thrown as well as a starting quarterback, should be able to throw.
True.
I'm not impressed because he should be able to do this. He should be able to throw. You know, he probably should be throwing better than 18, what was it, 18 for 25?
Yeah.
I mean, he's a starting quarterback. He should be able to throw 18 for 25 and me not have to give him a round of applause.
That's 72%, though.
But it's Fresno State.
Well, yeah. But you have to look at the next game, too. He was shooting about 65, 68%.
And that is... That's okay. So, we'll get in. We'll
okay,
get
we're
the,
okay. We'll get there. Okay, we're just, okay. We're just
if
talking.
If there's anything
State.
We learned over the past 2 weeks, it's that Kent Myers shows up at least, and that's what we needed him for at the beginning when he came in at the beginning of the season for us. We needed someone to show up.
Absolutely.
He gets the W.
He gets it done.
Yes.
He's a
And it's a not player. A one-man show with him, so.
Absolutely. Exactly.
He passes all over. That. He's also on his feet. Like, he's all over the place. Like, that's what's awesome. So, after that game, we had the Boise State game.
All right, let's talk about it, guys. Let's talk about it.
So, Paige is a little excited. She was at the game. So, let's... So, what was the most exciting part about that?
Well, let me just say, walking up to the game.
Give us the whole vision. I want to know... What the air Even tasted the autumn like. Leaves, I want to know about that. The autumn
oh,
leaves.
Yeah, the
I
want to
know the smell, the hot dogs, how the fans were. Give it.
No
give us everything.
You. First of all, when Boise State comes to town, it's not just their football team. The entire community comes to town.
Oh, yeah.
And they are decked out in blue and orange as if they own the place. It's confusing to be a student here and to walk in and see so much orange in the stadium. So that alone is intimidating. Walking up to the stadium, no kid you, I told my sister, if we win tonight, I will cry. Because that will be a miracle.
Gosh.
I'm not kidding. So we walk up. I walk up to see the score. I'm like, ooh, we're already losing. They already had a field goal, yeah?
So you came, you know, in the middle of the first quarter? Or?
Yeah, not even the middle. It wasn't that far into the game.
Beginning.
And then, guys, we start scoring.
Like crazy.
And we continue scoring.
And scoring.
And I lost my voice. I don't know if you can hear it. I have somewhat of a man voice anyways. But I lost my voice at the game, and it's still not all the way back because it was incredible. I'm not kidding you. And every time there was another turnover, it was like someone upstairs wanted us to win. I'm not even kidding. It was just...
Oh, geez.
That happening was crazy.
Bring a little God complex in football.
I don't know how else to describe it because it was... Incredible.
It was insane. Like, mm-hmm. Well, yeah, keep in mind, people, Boise State was ranked 21st in the country.
Yeah.
Nobody saw this coming.
Nobody. Mm-hmm. They were, I don't even want to know what the deficit was. Like, we were probably down, four? I don't even want to know how much. Like,
I mean, we just.
We turned the tables. That's
yeah.
All I can say.
That is for sure. I mean, the chances of us coming in and winning in such high fashion as we did.
Yeah.
52-26.
Who would have thought it would be a blowout in that sense? That I thought it was going to be the other way around. You know, that we'd be home crying after because we were.
At least we thought we would be fighting, scratching, punching, you know, doing anything mm-hmm. for a win.
And it wasn't. You know, but there is a part of me that can't say this was all great Aggie football. I mean, there were some things we could have done better. And the second half wasn't an incredible game. For either side.
Well,
and it's hard to think, was this great Aggie football or poor Boise State football?
Yeah, that's what I was going to bring up.
It's honestly, I attribute it to both because you look at it, they had 7 turnovers in the first half. You can't do anything if you have that many turnovers, especially in the first half. And then if you look at it with, like, it could have been a lot more had we kept our first team
in. Now, the question is, are those turnovers – Boise slipping or Utah State pushing?
Well, if you look at it, most were interceptions.
Okay.
So I wasn't at the game, and I wasn't able to. I kept up on it with online just to kind of get the play-by-play and stuff like that. I kept looking. I'm like, another pick. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't get to see where the ball was thrown, like how close to receivers or anything like that it was. But honestly, you have 5 picks. That's pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
So no one can come back. So that, and then 3 fumbles, you can't drop the rock. I go to my little brother's games. They're 12. They have butterfingers sometimes. You got to learn, don't drop the rock. From that age all the way up to professional.
Yeah.
You drop the rock, you're going to be on the bench.
I mean, 8 turnovers.
Yes.
8 turnovers.
Mm-hmm. 7 of them in the first half.
Yeah.
It's just
ridiculous.
Yeah, and... There was so much that we did, which was capitalizing on those things, which was good football.
Well, we got 35
points. So our Aggies have that.
Off of those
mm-hmm.
turnovers. So if we didn't have those turnovers, it's a different type of ball game.
And if
Absolutely.
We didn't play good football in reaction
if
to those
go
turnovers.
If you go and you look, go look at the stats and take away the score and the turnovers, you would not believe that we won by 26 points. Let's see. They had 20 first downs compared to our 15. They had 84 plays compared to our 69. They had, you know, they controlled the ball more than we did. They had 333 rushing yards. So they had 299 passing yards compared to our 157.
Dang.
They had 333 total yards compared to our 334. So, you know, looking at this, I would think it's a head-to-head game, the mm-hmm. whole match, going back and forth and back and forth. And then you go down the list and you see, oh, yeah, 8 turnovers to 1 turnover.
That yeah, and that's where the big difference comes in, because you're not – well, if you look at it – okay, this is what I'm going to say first off is our defense was still on point. If you're able to do that, have that many turnovers, you're doing something right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, it's you look at it, Nick Vigil, our junior linebacker, 14 tackles, insane. Two and a half for a loss and two sacks.
That goes back to what you said, Connor, about pushing. We were pushing so much, and the quarterback felt it.
Yes.
He felt it for sure.
Not only that, it's our senior linebacker, Kyle Fackrell.
Fackrell?
There we go. Sure. Yeah, whatever.
I mean, he went for 11 tackles, too.
Yeah, 2.5 losses. He even had 2 fumble recoveries. So our defense was doing really well. And not only that, I mean, our offense even did pretty well.
Before we move on to offense, let's just take a moment.
Okay.
To give a shout out to Marwin Evans for scoring on that 90-yard pick.
That's insane.
That's impressive.
It was beautiful. It was absolutely beautiful. And it deserves a shout out to
that.
So Marwin Evans.
Very true.
You
way
deserve
to go.
A little shout out. Heck pat yourself on the back.
That
you
was
still
beautiful.
You can ride that for the next week, man.
Oh yeah.
Bringing tears to my eyes in the middle of a football game. Thank you for that.
Extra love from Paige for sure. So she's got a little crush on you.
I mean, we can get you her number. You just say the word.
Oh yeah. We got your back. So, okay, yes, offense. Here we go. So, you know what's crazy? Kent Myers, for this game, actually got an honorable mention for National Player of the Year.
Ooh.
Or the week. Week, not year.
By
week.
Who? By who, do you know?
I can't remember what the name was. It was some weird dude's
name.
It's
some weird.
It's national, so.
Yeah. I mean, it's some guy that, you know, the true hard sports guys who are all up in it know who is. But everybody else is just like, who's this dude? I don't know.
That's why I just put National Player of the Week.
Yep,
so,
there you go. Okay.
Yeah, he was 17 for 24. Averages, let's see if I can do my math right, about 65, 68, something like that.
Okay.
So probably about 65%. And that's – so he's – game before, 70%, 72%. This game, about 65. So 17 for 24, 175 yards, 3 TDs. So no picks.
No picks.
So
that's got to feel good.
And what's crazy about that is – those 3 touchdowns, career high. So he set 2 different career highs. Game against Fresno, 260 yards. Now with
and he broke. He broke a rushing record this year too.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So you know, Kent Myers is showing up, and
exactly.
he's doing Kent Myers better than Kent Myers does Kent Myers
for reals. Like you.
That's our boy.
You know what I wonder? This is a question I've had. Is what if we started with Kent Myers at the beginning of the year?
Where would we be at as
a
team?
Yeah, I've wondered.
That's a fair question.
What kind of momentum would that have given us at the very beginning?
Now, here is the real question that people need to be asking. Where does Chucky fit into all this? Is Chucky done? Is Chucky gone? Does USU forget about Chucky, and is Kent Myers our man now? Or is Kent Myers just holding down the fort until Chucky's back on his feet?
Well, he's doing a lot more than just holding down the fort.
Absolutely.
Obviously.
He's
tearing it. We can
see
that in the past weeks. But I think our man is who's on the field for us right now, as loyal Utah State fans. Mm-hmm. We just need to be supporting whoever's on the field right
now.
True. I mean, we all love Chucky.
We do.
So
I mean, Chucky's
hopefully he can get back to it. But
Chucky's a superstar around here.
That's true. My thing is, though, this. I ride Ken Myers until, every game he can play.
So what you're saying is, and this is kind of my feeling, and tell me where you're at with it, is Kent Myers is showing up right now. He's doing work. He's getting the job done. If Chucky were to come back tomorrow and was the old Chucky, was perfect Chucky, and we had perfect Kent, Kent now or old Chucky, which do we want?
You still can't say that, because here's the thing. Old Chucky hasn't been seen in many years.
2 years.
Two years. So we're dealing with bionic Chucky. And bionic, I mean, like, all his different injuries and, like, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So he's limited in what he can do. See, we have momentum with Kent right now.
Right.
We're on 3 wins, some big wins. They just keep getting bigger and bigger. And he is proving that he wants this. Their goal as a team is a Mountain West championship.
Yeah.
They're pushing.
The cornerbacks, what they come out this week and say, I can't remember who the cornerbacks were, but they said, we're taking us to the championship. We want the Mountain West.
Yeah. And so, you know, we got a big game tomorrow. We got San Diego State.
Mm-hmm.
At San Diego State.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. They're 4-3 right now. They are 3-0 in the Mountain West. Winner of this will make it to the top of the Mountain West, I think.
Mm-hmm. Winner of this is control.
They do, yeah.
Yeah.
And so we have a problem because overall, we're 1-10 versus the Aztecs. We're 1-7 away. They've lost to Cal, Penn State, and Southern Alabama. Cal and Penn State, those are some pretty big losses.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
South Alabama, that was their second game. That's really not much.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So they're just kind of getting things in line and stuff like that. So we've got ourselves quite a game come tomorrow.
Well, that's what Aggie football has been about recently. Like, I'm ready for it. I think the boys are ready for it, too.
I mean, they definitely have been showing up for the big games.
That's true.
So...
And what better to give you momentum for this than that Boise State game?
Big Boise. I mean, who thought that Boise State was going to be what it was?
Mm-hmm. That's yeah.
I mean, nobody. A complete show out.
So
and
well, no, go ahead.
If they can turn that into San Diego, does San Diego even hold? Like, is San Diego even going to be the game that Boise was supposed to be?
You never know. Like that's
no, that's and that's fair to say.
That and that's the problem. It's like you never know what is going to happen. Mm-hmm. You have a 21 ranked Boise State come in and they get slaughtered. We could go into it. I mean, this Boise State game can either benefit us or it can be our destruction.
Right.
Depends on how we view it. If we use the momentum to push us, we're good. If we use the momentum to, or if we look at the game, it's like, you know what? We got
get
this type thing.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. We are
nobody
done for.
Nobody needs that.
Mm-hmm. So. And I'm sure Coach Wells has got it out of their heads that, you know, yes, it was a good game, but you can't look at that anymore. Like, we are moving on to the next game. So, Coach Wells, he's a good coach. I think he's got their mentality to use it as, like, momentum to push him forward. And I think we're going to have ourselves a ball game tomorrow.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how the Boise State game affects the mentality of it for our players. I hope they use it as momentum.
Oh, yeah.
And congratulations to Coach Wells. Don't quote me on this because I'm not trying to get in trouble, but I believe at the beginning of the season he came out and he said, we don't want to lose a game at home this season. We're trying to protect the house this season. So, I mean, he showed out. He's kept his promise so far. So, congratulations to him on that.
Oh, yeah. No, that's awesome. So
now let's see if they can continue that ability to play while on the road.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, game starts at 8:30. Tune in, ESPN2, I'm pretty sure. So, let's go Aggies.
Let's go Aggies. What do you got for us, boss?
Yeah, you know what? We're going to transition. We're going to get into our game of the week, like we always do.
Okay.
Maybe come up with some crazy bet. See if Paige has one.
Maybe talk a little baseball for Paige's.
Oh, we definitely got to talk about baseball. We're only halfway through. We still got time. So
I mean, my Cubs aren't going for it, and every Back to the Future fan is disappointed by that. So...
Oh, gosh.
We'll get into it.
Yes. So, anyways, guys, yeah, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to listen to Sleeper Hold by Saints. And what in the world? I'm not going to get started on that music again.
Just play it, man.
Yep, we're going to play it, and then we'll be right back with you guys. So, this is Eddie Holloway.
Connor Rivers.
And the Sports Page.
And this is Thursday. Dang.
You got it, bro.
Oh, yeah,
you
Thursday, got it. Thursday morning throw back. Yep. Why is my brain?
Thursday throw down. See you in a bit.
See you in a bit, guys.
Oh,
Hey, welcome back, you guys. This is Thursday Morning Throwdown.
Ooh,
got it right. Yeah, I actually wrote it down this time. That's how I remember, so I kind of cheated that way.
That's all right. You got to do what you got to do.
Exactly. So at the break, we talked about how we were going to get into some more college football. I mean, of course, we got our games of the week. We also got to do a little bit of throwing down on BYU. So, yeah, because I got a couple words to say about that, too.
But before we get to them.
Yes.
Both BYU and Utah State were in the top 20 for ESPN the week of the Boise State game. So we have to give them that.
Top 20? What do you mean?
Like, top 20 place.
Oh, okay.
Very nice.
Well, I mean, Utah State was ranked higher for those plays.
Of course.
We're happy about that. But I guess we'll give that to BYU.
Congrats, guys.
Yes.
Only you congrats. Were there.
Only congrats we had to give to BYU. That's all I'm saying. So. All
right.
You know, okay, you know, I got a little something to say about that BYU game, by the way. So BYU won. They beat Cincinnati 24-38. And I wasn't very happy because I watched the game. And, you know, here's the thing. I've learned how we can get BYU to lose. I just don't watch the game with my fiance. Because, you know, first quarter or something like that, I was watching it by myself.
Uh-huh.
Cincinnati was tearing BYU up. BYU was getting nowhere. Came about first half and stuff. Cincinnati was up. Then my fiance comes in, and she gets to my house and stuff. And it went downhill for Cincinnati from there. And BYU just started destroying them. I'm like, are you serious? And then she just gets to rub it in my face the whole day. I'm just like, really? I'm not watching these games with you anymore because BYU wins every game.
Then don't watch it with her, man.
Seriously.
I mean, if that's what it takes, a little bit of time away from the fiance.
Just do not watch it with her.
Yep.
Please.
Nope. No, I have to watch that because we're going to destroy him anyways.
Just not with her.
Well, it's Thanksgiving. I'm going to be around.
I can't have you risking that. If you got to come over, you got to come over, bro.
You know what? Okay.
I can't risk that loss just so you can be with the fam.
Well, if things get crazy, like if Utah State's up and then my CBYU creeping up, I'm just going to like send her away. I'm going to be like, you got to go home. Like, I'm sorry, but I love you and all that, but you got to go.
But if we look at it this way, BYU football is all about, you know, being behind and then coming back and, you know.
Oh. I mean, this
season. But Utah State has not been about that. We've been coming out on top, and I think we got the odds in our favor.
I can't wait to talk about that game.
Okay, thanks, Hunger Games. Okay, so game. Well, let's give Paige a little time to update us on some baseball, and we'll do our best not to ridicule America's pastime.
All right.
Okay. I'm not a baseball fan, but I respect baseball.
Mm-hmm.
So give it, you know, update us.
Thank you for your respect. It is October, so. Even more important than football. October.
You're stepping on some toes here, honey.
Football can be more important in February. Anyways, last night, the Mets take the National League.
So, Cubs are out.
The Cubs are out.
Your Cubs
guys,
had nothing
the last on. Pitch. Kate, scenario.
Okay. Okay.
It's 8-3. Runners on. Two outs. Bottom of ninth.
Who's up? Who's up?
Mets.
Cubs.
Oh, okay.
Because they were home.
Okay.
Bottom of ninth. Yeah.
Okay.
Is it Wrigley?
The score.
Okay, oh, sorry.
Never mind. Okay.
So Mets are winning 8-3, but that's what October is all about. That's what baseball is all about. Bottom of ninth. You can come back from that.
Two outs.
Full count.
8-3. Please.
And especially at Wrigley Field, those fans were just waiting for this rally.
Okay.
And I don't have a particular bias towards either of these teams. So honestly, didn't care really who did. I just want to see an October game. The last pitch, high, calls it a strike, end the game. I just wish it would have been, you know, more of a battle, more of a...
Here's the thing.
On a high pitch called as a strike. Come on, Blue, of all the calls.
Here's the thing. Sometimes he might have had a bad call before. Look at it this way. I remember, because I played baseball.
Everybody did. Up. I mean, we're Americans. That's what you do growing
exactly.
up.
Exactly.
Thank you
played
for
from
that.
6 to 19. I played
God
like
bless
years.
America.
Football still. We're not going to get into that. But, no, I remember this one game in specific that I was pitcher. It's bottom. We have a dude on third. And I think there's a dude on third and dude on second or first.
Mm-hmm.
And batter comes up. I'm like, okay. It is what? It's 2-2. I pitch this strike right below the middle of the strike zone.
Mm-hmm.
Calls it a ball. Mm-hmm. I'm like, are you serious? My coach is tripping now.
Uh-huh.
He's losing it. Next pitch, I throw it. Now it's full count. It's high. I know it's a ball. I'm like, crap.
Calls it for you.
Calls it for me.
There it is.
See? So it could be like that.
But here, that's the beauty of baseball, guys. This is why baseball deserves to be on the air in October, because anything can happen. And they're from the Mets. Let's make sure I get this right, because it's going to... Murphy. Here he is. Daniel Murphy.
What about
him? He became the best postseason hitter of all time for the Mets.
Dang.
Six games consecutively, he has hit home runs now. No one has ever done that in the postseason before.
Oh,
this is why, and he was practically a nobody before this. And this is why I'm telling you, baseball deserves on-air time in October. This is what this sport is all about.
Baseball's a pain.
Anyone can be somebody, and anything can happen. Yogi Berra said, "It ain't over till it's over." And that game last night, I really wish the Blue would have just... You know, the pitch was just a little high.
Over, it still wasn't going to happen. It was pretty much over.
It was not. It's never over till it's over, guys. Oh, well, you don't appreciate it.
It is over now, and the Cubs are out. True. And Back to the Future fans are disappointed.
Exactly.
But, okay, so anyways, who are you picking in the World
Series? Toronto and Kansas City are still battling it out.
They're on game six. You know what? It's interesting to see. Like, I'm hoping... I like the Blue Jays. Royals, it'd be cool to see, because the Royals, it's been a while since they've...
Yesterday, the Blue Jays won 7-1.
The Royals games have been some really crazy scores. There was a 14-4, 8 or something like that just a couple of games ago. The Royals were actually up 3-1.
Yeah, now they're on 3-2.
So let's see if the Blue Jays can pull it off tomorrow.
Yep.
So they've won the last two. Actually, wasn't it 3-0 or something? I don't even know. But, yeah. So, let's see if the Blue Jays can hold them off.
Which would be great. And anything would happen. And it's not over until it's over.
She's eating. Yeah. So, who do you want for the World Series? Who do you want to see in the World Series?
You know.
Okay.
I'd like to see the Blue Jays.
Okay.
Just because.
Now, if it is Blue Jays and Mets, who do you think could take it out of that?
Mets.
Well, the Yankee fan in me just doesn't want the Mets to take it.
Okay.
So. You're a Yankee fan. Mets. I want the Mets to win just because of that right there.
Paige doesn't want the Mets, we're going Mets.
Exactly. So, yeah, we're going there.
I'm used to haters.
Look how uninterested he is now we're talking baseball. He's just like, come on, let's get back to football.
No. I have something to say real quick. Just because going off of speaking of, we were talking a little sports psychology yesterday at the meeting and stuff. And I'm actually in that class.
Oh, cool.
What's interesting is he actually showed in class yesterday the Dodgers manager and one of the players. And the Dodgers, I actually looked it up, their manager, they both decided to mutually they're going their separate ways. He's done for.
Wow.
So what's crazy is the cohesion between the teams or that team, like it kind of was their downfall.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you look, like their unity – and camaraderie. There we go.
There you go.
Just kind of separated. Their cohesion just went, and that was as soon as that happens.
Yeah.
You can't do much. Your
performance. Baseball is such a mental sport. It has everything to do with all of that.
That's true.
As long as we're talking about team camaraderie, I gotta give a shout out to my team.
Oh, her
son. Logan City Softball League. Last night, Landon and Bryson both hit inside the park home runs, and we won the game 10-run to the other team. So, way to go, minimum wagers. I
mean, minimum
wagers. We are all about winning.
Nice.
I'll tell you, though, if there's any sport with as much superstition, there's no sport that has the superstition baseball has.
Oh, so true.
So
a kid in high school that never washed his uniform the entire
season.
That's nasty.
We would win.
You do that with football, one heck of a season, would kill somebody.
You would.
Like, I smell my little brother after this game.
You would kill people in the stands.
For reals. Like, that's just nasty. I mean, there is some superstition in football, and so I was talking to, some players and things like that, but no, nothing like baseball.
Mm-mm.
There's
so many different components to that beautiful game. It's just...
People are tripping.
Beautiful, it is. It's beautiful.
I read something that it said, like, in an average, like, 3-hour game of baseball, there's 14 minutes of live play.
That's ridiculous. Ridiculous.
What do you do for that other 2 hours and 46 minutes?
Just get yourself pumped and psych yourself out.
He's going to pitch
it. Get in the pitcher's head.
Yes.
It's all about that, though. All right, he pitched it. What's next?
Exactly.
That's why.
Wait another 30 seconds for the next pitch and stuff.
That resting time can be a big benefit or a big, you know, harm.
But
because you have so much time to think about all of it going on.
Here's my thing is most of the time, batter comes up. Foul ball. Strike. Ball. Hits it. Right to shortstop, first out. He doesn't even run the whole way. Like, really?
Oh, he gets halfway, and he's like, I'm not going to make this. I'm going
to
go.
Exactly. You've got a lot to learn. All right, we better go back to football before you offend me more.
Exactly.
She's mad.
She's not very happy, but let's get back into some football, because this is me and Connor's forte.
Can we talk about Michigan?
That's
a good place to start. That is a great place to start.
That was ridiculous.
Heartbreaking.
All right, someone set the scene. Set the scene.
Well, let's see. I can't remember the score. It's like 17-23, something like that.
The very last.
I don't even remember. Mm-hmm. But Michigan's up. So I think they're up 4 or something like that. I don't correct me if I'm wrong. But here's the thing. They're punting. It's fourth down. What? 10 seconds, 14 seconds, something like that left. And they snap the ball to the punter. Dude fumbles it.
Fumbles it bad, too.
Bad. Like, I mean, butterfingers.
Yeah.
And he tries to, and he gets it, he gets it, he tries to pick it up, he tries to kick it. As he goes to kick it, or just pick it up for crying out loud, his butterfingers get in the way again. Slips the ball, like, ball slips
He's
right
a kicker,
out.
Man.
And the
he's
defense.
A kicker.
Okay,
well,
don't be guessing
on
kickers.
I was a kicker.
I was a phenomenal kicker. Don't even go there.
Well, I'm sure he's a great kicker, too, but that does not make him not a butterfinger. Yeah,
no, that's true.
He fumbled it, like, 2 times, okay? He's a butterfinger.
Well, that's true.
Kicker,
that is true.
Quarterback, I don't care. Okay. He double fumbled it in one play.
You know,
man.
I'm going to be on your – I'm a vouch for him in just a sec. But,
okay,
we have to finish it off. Anyways, so Michigan State's coming in. And when he fumbled it the second time, right into the dude's arms.
Right into his arms. The dude didn't even know the ball was coming to him. He just was running, and then it was in his hands. And
pretty
he was
much.
Like, oh, okay, let's go. And the whole team just pushed right into the end zone. There was nothing anybody could do about it.
And that was game. I mean, they did have one of the linemen was close to tackling him, but
he did. But
he tackled him a little too late.
Yep.
He's a lineman. He's slow.
He's slow. He couldn't get to the ball.
Yeah. If he was a running back or something like that,
He didn't know he was going to have to run. He didn't even have his cleats tied up. Like,
exactly.
he thought it's a punt play. Like, let's just hold it down.
Well, honestly, for most punt plays, you don't expect the kicker to have any problems.
No,
like, you block for a sec, you hear the ball go off his foot, and you take off.
Exactly, because no one's coming for the kicker. You can't hit.
Everyone's
you can't,
coming for a kicker.
You can't light up the kicker, though, you know. You can get in some serious trouble if I come in.
But
they
were
there
to do that when
kicker.
The opportunity presented itself. And that second fumble was forced. I think it wasn't something that he was necessarily butterfingers. They were taking him down already by the time he picked it up.
Well, but that's the thing is, if you fall to the ground, you're good. Like, it's over.
He should have just fallen on.
Well, here's the
and
thing.
They were ahead. Oh,
well, this,
poor
okay.
Guy.
This is where I'm gonna vouch for the kicker. You know what's okay?
Here's some kicker vouching.
Well, first off, I'm gonna go back into the.
Buckle up.
I'm gonna go into the whole sports psychology thing as well. Is Harbaugh, him putting it on the kicker, that's messed up. Like you can cause some serious problems in the locker room by saying what he did. He's like, you know what? He should have jumped on the ball. Okay, yeah, he should have. He didn't. You take responsibility. Like, okay, of course, you know, he did mess it up. He messed things up. With his actions, but at the same time, he was trying to do what he was supposed to. Mm-hmm. He is one of those. He was an Australian. He's an Australian's football. Australian rules football kicker.
Oh,
you know what they do? They take the ball. It's kind of like a rugby stuff. They take the ball, they run, and they kick the ball.
Mm-hmm.
You see that with BYU. I've seen it with BYU. They have one. Utah has one, and I guess apparently Michigan does.
Yeah.
So with that is when he first fumbled the ball. That's not too bad, because usually if like okay you fumble it real quick, you can get up and you can kick the ball, you run and you kick it. So he thought he had enough time to do it, so he fumbled it, he picked it back up, and he was going again trying to kick it off, but there were too many dudes right
there.
And that's when his butterfingers kicked in again, and that's when the ball ended up in Michigan State's hands.
Yeah. So, well, he really should have just fallen on it. And whether that's a coach's problem for not having taught him that, being you know, the player that's not used to that.
I don't think what Eddie's problem, what he's saying, is he was wrong for not falling on the ball. He should have fallen on the ball.
Yes, that is true.
We all agree on that. He's saying that the coach treated the situation wrong.
Very much
after the fact. He's saying he called out the kicker in a way that was unnecessary.
Yeah.
Well, especially for a coach, you're the leader. Like, you are head of this football program. You do that, you can really mess with things. Like the locker room, you can cause a lot of, like, football's a mental game as well, especially as a kicker.
Yeah.
Trust me, being a kicker, it is all mental. Because you're not worried about getting hurt or anything. Because most of the time, you get the ball, you kick it off, you're good. or on like field goals and stuff. You take three steps, you kick the ball, all's well.
Hey, if we can give a shout out to the tour walking by right now, come to Utah State. You'll love it here.
Yep, that is so true. Best place ever, you guys. So, anyways,
poor Michigan kicker. Out.
But yeah,
poor Michigan kicker. But hopefully, he'll do some good things the rest of the season. And
yeah,
that was a pretty good game.
Won't be known forever for that.
That was probably my second favorite game to watch. Did you guys watch the Utah game?
Oh, that's week? I was gonna say that. You know, we gotta get a shout out to them Utes.
Yes, we do.
Why so, are we? Never mind.
What?
Because it's not BYU.
Yeah.
Okay.
As long as it's not BYU, we're fine. You know what? Hold on. I'm gonna do a little bit more throwing down on BYU real quick. They play Wagner.
So unnecessary.
This week. They play Wagner. Mm-hmm. Are you a BYU fan over there?
No.
Okay, I was gonna say you can leave.
I just don't appreciate hating.
You know what? I just hate because it's. I mean, my fiance is all about BYU. Talks how amazing they are, and that's. I've dealt with that. I grew up in American Fork.
Oh, okay.
I got
okay.
all. That's all I got was BYU. I'm sick of BYU. My family lives in Utah County. It's all BYU. They make me sick. And they're all talking.
They make me sick.
They do.
Make me sick.
Sorry, Mom. I might be listening.
So this is coming from me. Like, this isn't from Paige. Like, Paige's mom, like, if you're listening, this isn't about
I'm
you.
I'm talking about your mom.
Oh, my mom's a Notre Dame fan. We're from South. We're from Utah. We're from Indiana. South Bend right there. Represent.
All right.
So, Notre Dame. But no. So, anyways, let me go back to that BYU. Wagner, 0-6. That's their record. Seriously? Them, these little podunk teams they play, and they say, oh, we're so amazing. Yeah, you play anyways, yeah, so they're playing Wagner. They're going to win. If they lose, oh, it's on next week. Right. It's going to be some serious trouble.
Let's forget about BYU for
yes,
a second.
Yes, okay, anyways, back
Get
to
you
Utah.
Get you off your little, we're talking Utah versus Arizona.
Yes.
How great was that fourth quarter?
That Arizona State. So it was Arizona
yeah,
State.
Yeah, okay, right on.
That was awesome.
That fourth quarter. So I was bored half to sleep for the first. It was a punting battle. It really True. Was. It was going back and forth and back and forth. And then you have Kyle Whittingham. So I think he's the smartest guy ever because he was holding back Devontae
Booker.
Thank you. He was holding him back the whole game intentionally. I think because you see him. Watch this. Because what happens in the first fourth quarter? They go.
That's true.
They get the ball. They run it to the outside, which they haven't done all game. That's a great run. And he knew his downfall
that
right
was
there.
It.
That touchdown. All changed. All went downhill. Took him down.
You know, I'll give you that. That was. I don't think it was him holding him back. It was trying to see what they could do up the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And Booker's a crazy
nuts.
Running back. He is
the
insane.
Whole team is nuts.
The whole team is.
They're a pack of Wolverines just like in a bag that you haven't fed for like a week. Like they're nuts.
If I didn't know any better, I'd question what college you're attending.
Okay.
Here's the thing. I would love to end up at grad school at U. So I've always loved the U because they got a good med program.
All right. Secret love affairs, whatever. I'm over.
Yeah. We're just loving good football. That's what we're loving.
They're ranked fourth in the country. Like, come on.
Third?
Oh, they went
they
up?
Moved
oh, snap. Third in the country. Look at this. We got some love.
And it's a Utah team that's not BYU. So you
exactly.
got to give love to the home state.
All right.
So
I can love them. I'm just saying.
She's all about that unconditional
mixed loyalties.
No, not mixed loyalties. I mean, because they're not really our rivals. Our rivals is the other blue and white team.
All right.
Like that's the. I mean, it's almost like that brother thing. Utah is like the. Not even the twin brother. More like the stepbrother. No, we're the stepbrother.
Yeah.
No, yeah. It's the middle brother. That's what it is.
Whatever
Utah's
they
the
are, they're
brother.
The one we can love,
yes.
apparently.
Okay. No, Utah's the middle brother. BYU's the older brother. We're the younger brother.
Okay.
That's how it goes. Because BYU doesn't look at us as much. We look at them as something. Mm-hmm. Middle brother, we're just like, what's up?
Like, we're not going to step at all.
But when the middle brother does good,
oh, what's that?
We
yeah,
show
like,
some love.
What, you're third in the country? Yeah, we're good.
Well, that deserves to be talked about.
It does. Third especially such a cool win.
Exactly.
Such a great win.
Well, some crazy wins this year.
Yeah.
So, by the way, that's my game of the week. Utah versus USC.
USC? Now, that's an interesting one because USC is coming back with a new coach, aren't
True.
They?
Well, USC hasn't been doing so hot.
No, they haven't.
So, but honestly, there's not much going on this week in college football. We have, like, all the ranked teams aren't really playing much. Mm-hmm.
No.
So,
I mean, the most you're going to get out of a ranked team battle is who?
I think there was two ranked opponents going against each other, but that even then, I think it was like was it UCLA and
Cal.
UCLA.
So
that's
Cal.
A good game.
But UCLA hasn't been doing much.
No, not really.
Not since that BYU game.
So, that's how I look at it. UCLA, yeah, they're pretty good, and so is Cal. But at the same time, this is Utah.
Mm-hmm.
So we got some my games of the week. So we're going to the game slash games of the week this week. I have Utah and USC, and then of course we have Utah State
at San Diego.
And San Diego State. Those are my two games of the week right there, yeah, college-wise.
You know, I'd agree with you on that, and I'd also put in, you know, California and UCLA, just because it's two California teams.
Yeah, that's true.
But I don't think it's going to be too much of a match.
No, I mean, it could. You're both ranked. I mean, that I could see it being pretty good.
I mean, I'd love to see it turn into a match.
Oh, yeah. So, and it's, I mean, Cal, Utah beat BYU, got slaughtered by USC or UCLA. So, there's some pros to both teams.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and Utah does play UCLA.
We'll just leave it at. It's Utah-USC.
Yep.
That's the game of the week.
That's the game of the week.
What do you got for pros? I think you got a game of the week, Paige?
For the pros?
For either. For
Jays and Royals.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Whatever.
It is still October.
Cut her mic. She's done.
Her mic. She is officially, you are cut. Like, we're going to go, yeah.
What are you going for pro football?
We're talking football.
The sport of the season.
Exactly. Thank
you. How dare you.
Baseball has their season like most of the year. They have 100 million games.
They do.
And that's
against like.
This is the World Series, guys. The World Series.
It's gone downhill.
I swear it's always baseball season. Someone always has something to tell me about baseball. Like the only time I don't think they play is like mid-December.
Exactly.
And then like that's it. Like they start again on January 1st. Like. That's how it goes.
Yeah.
Okay, when do they start again, really?
March.
Exactly. March, yeah. September,
and February.
So they go November, October, December, January, February.
Hey, stop fighting.
They have five
it.
Months
Just
off.
Start embracing
5 months
it.
Off.
All right, no more baseball hating. Games of the week.
Pro game of the week.
Yes, pro game. I got my Giants. Well, not my Giants. My mom's fiance's Giants against my fiance's Cowboys.
Kay.
So that's, because one of them's going to be happy, one of them's not, and... You know.
Either way, it's gonna be hard for you.
Well, no, I don't care. Like honestly,
I don't live there.
It's the NFC East. Like this is a junky league or division, anyways. I mean, you got the Eagles and the Giants tied 3-3. Like really? So.
Doesn't your mom's fiance want the Giants for Super Bowl?
Yeah, that's his crazy bet.
Yeah, that's his crazy bet.
So, by the way, speaking of crazy bets, my Bengals 6-0. Mm-hmm. They're tearing it up. I am like, speaking of fantasy football, fantasy football, my league went up against my fiance this last week.
All right.
I tore her up. Like, oh, man. No,
here's
I
what I'm
not.
Saying.
Point-wise, I killed her.
Let's forget your Bengals. How's Aaron Rodgers doing? That's the question.
Let's see. Let's look at your, by the way, your crazy bet with that whole Packers going undefeated.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see how you, crap, your Packers are 6-0.
I know. I just wanted you to look at it.
Hey, it was pretty close. Like,
feel the heat of my packs right now.
Yeah.
Feel the magic of Aaron Rodgers.
They still got 10 weeks to go.
Come on, I'm just saying.
10 weeks.
I'm saying that you're going for the Bengals. We don't even need to get into it at this
Bengals
point.
Bengals in the Super Bowl. I mean, if they can keep this up, yeah, they're going. Let's see. Do they play the Bengals? No, the Packers don't play the Bengals. Dang it. Let's see. Who they got? They got the Broncos. Broncos aren't doing too bad. So we could actually see the Packers lose.
Let's talk about
6-0 as well.
We'll finish this up next week.
Yeah, your bet might be.
I'm hoping. We're doing all right so far.
Both our bets. We're not. Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't end until the Super Bowl happens or the Bengals lose in the playoffs. So January is when my bet will end.
Yep.
Yours ends
in any week. Mine could end.
Yeah, exactly. So. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens. I mean,
that's why we love football so much.
Football,
heck yeah,
football.
Football. There's only 16 games. Well, 17 weeks of football.
Mm.
You don't get that in baseball. You get
900.
That's gotta tell you something about how valuable each of the sports.
No,
I'm just saying.
You can get a bunch of dudes.
No,
old,
no more
slow.
Baseball hating.
Yeah, okay. I could go on. Yeah,
we don't need to get into it. We're Americans. We love our sport.
Yes.
We just don't stay tuned in to soccer. So
we're not the best with soccer, as you can tell.
We're not the best with soccer.
There
we
are,
play our own
on
sports
thing, right?
In our own country and have our own good time.
All right.
But
well, real quick, you got a crazy bet?
No, not yet.
No crazy
She's
bet?
She's going to come
not
up
yet.
With a crazy bet.
You know, I'm pretty sure I can bet or vouch for my fiance. She's got a crazy bet.
What she got?
Cowboys in the Super Bowl.
Mm.
Like, that's going to happen.
Nah.
Not at all.
You think Cowboys got Giants? I think Giants got them. Giants got him.
Okay, real quick. Her thing is, Dez Bryant and Tony Romo are out. So once we get our boys back, then it's going to be good. Please. Like, they still got nothing. They can't pull it off in the playoffs. So that's her crazy bet. I'm gonna bet it for her. She wins.
Owe her a marriage license. You owe her a wedding certificate.
I already got that. Well, I got that coming up. So that doesn't even work.
One more congratulations to Eddie. So, of course.
Maybe you owe her like a honeymoon to the Bahamas. I don't know. Put some high stakes on
it. I'll put some high stakes.
It's the Cowboys. You can go high stakes and not too feel bad.
It's not going to happen. So, anyways, guys, this is Thursday morning.
He's going to be getting some hate later.
Oh, man. She's going to tear me up right after this. Like, she's going to rip me to shreds. I have a feeling.
Okay.
So,
Thursday morning throwdowns. You got
Eddie Holloway,
Connor Rivers,
and the sports page.
Hey, thanks for listening, guys. Tune in next week because, of course, we are the bomb. So tune in, and we will see y'all next week.
This is Aggie Radio for the students, by the students.